you remember that?
Yeah, well, sometime, I don't know whether the word serenade would be the word or not, but
I've heard of that.
That's what I hear some of them say they're doing.
Okay. They don't do that. Is that an old custom? Or?
Well, it was, but I don't know of anybody doing that now.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Well, now, some is two or three things. Some people, the old word, they call them a hint, and some say go.
Okay. And how do you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Well, they go, but in the morning, if you're going out before you haven't seen him, you say, Merry Christmas. Some say Christmas give if it's early in the morning.
Okay.
You haven't seen him.
Okay. If it's early, you're more likely to say
that Christmas give, they generally say.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase and you need to get it from one place to another, you might say, well, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Most time they say tote.
And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water?
A turtle.
And if it lives on land?
Well, now down here, a lot of people call them a gopher, but it's a tortoise.
Okay.
But they call them a gopher.
Okay.
You know, they had this rattlesnake round up over here in Freedom, and you hear, or you see in the paper where they say that the rattlesnake live in gopher holes.
Yeah.
And of course, now that's what you speak, because now actually, you know, a gopher is a rodent. He's something like a rat.
Yeah.
But down here, they call that old tortoise that live in that hole, they call him a gopher.
Okay, now what did you say about the rattlesnake hunt at Wiggum? Is that?
Yeah, you know they have a rattlesnake hunt over at Wiggum.
That's right.
Once a year, you know. Yeah. Now that's got to be an annual thing when they catch up snakes there, you know. And
I'd forgotten about
have
that.
Have them over there, and
they catch a lot of them.
Catch a lot of them. They had 200-300 or better over there last year.
Yeah. You ever go out there?
Well, I go, but I don't like to look at snakes. That's why
I wouldn't be.
Haven't been out hunting much. I went by yesterday. I went deer hunting. And I walk by one of those holes whenever I see a hole where one of those old gophers, we call them, stay in. Well, I walk around, because, and look before I go, because if it's sunshine, like well yesterday, if snake go in there, he'd come out and lay out.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's cold, you know. And
even like in weather now, I thought they went to sleep in the
winter. No, they don't hibernate. Folks say they do, but they'll hibernate if it stay cold, but if it's a sunny day and he didn't get enough to eat like he wanted, he'll come out and try to find some food to lay out and soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what do you call the center part of an egg?
A center part of an egg, that part of that, a yolk.
Okay, and what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you might use on a lake to go fishing in?
A flat-bottomed craft.
Uh-huh, that you use, you know, to fish in.
A boat.
How's that?
A boat.
Okay, is it, do you have a different word if it has a pointed front and a square front?
Not necessarily.
Are there any kinds of boats that you
Well, you have different type of boat. Now, of course, now I see I have one out there. Mine is pointed, of course, and a flat bottom, but now you have some.
You just call it a boat.
But, yes, but you have some now. You have one. Some we call tri-hull, some they're making with two different points. You know, you're wide and so on, and you type they made here recently.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the pointed, and you have the ones kind of square, and then you have the tri-hull and different type. You know.
Did you ever hear of a John boat or a bat?
Yes, they have John boat.
Yeah.
I know that. You have some of them, you know, that you can inflate them.
Yeah.
And like that, you know, pump air in them kind of, and you know, you have that type of boat. Then you can let the air out of it and fold it up, put it back in your car.
Yeah. That's neat, huh? What about a bateau or a pirogue?
Well, a bateau is something like a boat, only smaller, you know, when generally those small ones, sometimes people you call them bateaus, you know.
Do they don't use them much? Or
well, that's what they would do. Yeah. But you depend on what you want to call it. Same thing, a little